Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hi, my name is Briarly Isabel Long, and I'm an actress, and I am an American, but I'm living in Japan currently. So, how I got into acting is, originally I studied Japanese at Oxford, and then I did my dissertation on contemporary Japanese theater, and I joined a Japanese theater company straight after my studies at age 22 in 2010. And when I arrived in Japan, it turned out actually that the first project I was hired on was a film. So the director Fukada Koji, who's received quite a lot of attention recently for his film Harmonium, he was at the time directing a film called Hospitality, which is a very small budget film shot in the downtown area of Tokyo. We shot it in 8 days. And it just happened that in this film, there was a role for a foreign actress. And when I arrived in Tokyo, I auditioned and got cast. And within 1 month, I was on a film set. And this was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had in my whole life. So I think a lot of it has to do with the people I was working with. They were really great people. And also where we were and the newness. And it was very memorable. And up until then, I had always thought that I wanted to work in the theater. I had grown up doing dance and choreography and acting, working with children's dance companies. And I still love the stage, but when I experienced this film set for the first time, I really thought, now this is something incredibly special that if I can do this for as many days as possible in my life, I'll be very happy. And I still feel that way. And so that film, Hospitality, it actually won the Best Feature Award in the Japanese Eyes section of the Tokyo International Film Festival in 2010. And then it went on to a number of foreign film festivals like Rotterdam International Film Festival and New Directors, New Films, Taipei. And so it really launched Fukada's career onto the global stage. And that was, at the same time, I got cast in a play called Sayonara, in which I acted with an android robot. And this play received quite a lot of attention, and we ended up touring it in English, French, German, and Japanese. I speak all of these languages. And I toured this play with the theater company in all over Japan, in Europe, in Australia, the United States, and Canada. And so I was quite busy with theater commitments, actually, for a few years after I moved to Japan, both this particular production, but also a number of other productions that I was working on with the theater company Seinendan, and also with other Japanese theater companies. And so, actually, the next film that I got, I did like a small short film and also maybe a TV show, very small appearance, and some commercials. But the next feature film that I got cast in was actually an adaptation of the play Sayonara. So Fukada saw the play and he thought this play should really be made into a film. And so he started developing it. He got the rights from the director and writer, and also the right to use the robot. And then shortly afterwards, he contacted me and he said, you know, I would love you to act, for you to act in this film. And also, if you could help me with the production side too, that would be great if you're interested. And so I ended up, that's how I fell into film production. So I ended up helping Fukada first just with crowdfunding, and then finding investors and finding a distribution company. And so that was my first experience of really being involved in a film from the beginning to the end. So, you know, from the script development, fundraising, and then everything leading up to shooting, and then also quite a lot of posts. So, and the financial side of it too. So that was also quite a fascinating experience. But from that experience, I must say that by far what I enjoy the most is being on set. And I know that sometimes producers or even some directors don't really enjoy set, but I think for actors, set is the most fun thing in the world. Much more so than, you know, going and doing some kind of appearances in film festivals. Though I love film festivals, but for actors on stage, they tend to be quite high pressure events. So that film we shot in 2014. It premiered in 2015 at the Tokyo International Film Festival. And then after that, I've been doing some short films, and also I've acted in a couple TV shows in Japan. And I would really like to do more feature films, but the challenge that I have in Japan is that being a Westerner, there are a limited number of roles in film. In theater, it's much easier to sort of reinvent people, and you can break these kind of typecasting, but in film, you can't really break your type that easily. I mean, it's hard to go away from your ethnicity. Of course, if you're, you know, Scarlett Johansson, then that can change some things. But, and so one of the reasons I applied to Berlinale Talents is that I really wanted to meet some filmmakers outside of Japan so that I could increase my ability to work internationally. And also I would like to act in French and German and English as well. And so it was really kind of a chance to, you know, go to, on the global stage and meet people from all over the world. And it was amazing for that. And I think that what was really great is just before I went to Berlinale Talents, I was kind of going through a rough time, in a lot of doubt about where I'm going with my career and sort of, you know, if I should stay in Japan and if I should, you know, go somewhere else. Moving to Europe is quite challenging now with all of the kind of immigration issues and the U.S. government making things very difficult for us Americans around the world. And also the U.S. has some kind of mixed appeal right now with the political situation. But so in any case, I was not so confident, but I went to Berlinale Talents and the theme was, you know, courage against all odds. And I found that, you know, the people there, they were really open-minded and very generous and very willing to share their experiences. And being surrounded by people who are not only successful, but who are also willing to really share that and just connect with other humans from around the world and who are not, you know, only interested in their own careers and competing, but who are interested in learning from someone from another country who they might never work with, but, you know, who can give them a different way of seeing the world. That was really what was so special about Berlinale Talents. And I met many, many people. It was quite short amount of time, so I kind of feel like some of these relationships are things I would like to follow up after Berlinale Talents. But it was very exciting and eye-opening. And some of the things I enjoyed most in Berlinale Talents, one was we had these kind of daily breakfasts, and so I would kind of make an active effort every day to sit down with somebody different and, you know, try and meet some new people and ask them a bit about, you know, how is film production in their country. And another thing that I enjoyed a lot is we had this dinner called Dine and Shine, where we met with people who are called experts in their field. So some of the people I sat down next to were from Paramount Pictures and also some people from film festivals. And it was really nice, too, to see that not only the talents participating, but also these experts were very open-minded and willing to share their experiences. So that was really encouraging to, you know, talk to someone who's much further along in their career than me, but who's willing to talk about how they started out and, you know, how they stumbled along the way and, you know, how they fell into what they're doing now. And also, you know, maybe how you make a living doing it too, because that's also a big, you know, important part of it too. Especially like now I'm hitting, you know, I'm 29. So when you get into your 30s, you kind of think, well, you know, I can't always be living on the edge. How do I like make a sustainable financial career, like a career that is sustainable on a financial level as well and still be artistic? So that was at Meet and Greet, at the Dine and Shine. That was a very nice experience to exchange with some more experienced people as well. And then another thing I enjoyed a lot was we had an acting workshop for the actors, and we worked with a coach called Jean-Louis Rodrigue, who has worked with Leonardo DiCaprio and Ang Lee, amongst others. And it was very great training. And also, that's another thing, when you're working as an actor, you don't always, I mean, ideally you should keep training, but I haven't in Japan always had the opportunity, you know, to take part in workshops with very, you know, experienced coaches, and there's also the financial aspect of it. So that was a great gift from Berlin Alley, that they let the talents, you know, get some coaching too, and also, you know, open their eyes to some kind of new possibilities of training. And so that's something I would like to continue doing as well in the future. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to meeting you soon.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.